say someone comes up and tells you to get away from a dog or something, and you say, you're about hurting him, you know, and you're trying to assure the person that no damage, no harm is going to come to the dog. You'd say, about going to hurt him, you'd say.
Say that again.
All right. What I'm trying to get is the negative of I am going to hurt him. The negative of that, I am going to hurt him, but you're not. So you'd say,
I'm not going to hurt you.
All right. Yeah. What I'm trying to.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Do you and how about he? Same thing with he. He instead of I.
Well, he won't hurt you.
But not, using not.
You mean what would I actually say?
Yes.
Well, he'd have to say he will not hurt you.
No,
if you want,
but,
not
but all right. But with is. I mean, would you use is or ain't? Would you use ain't? And do you use ain't in any context at all?
No.
Never.
That's about 50% of my grammar school education to avoid the word ain't.
Okay, well, good. That's
the other half was that Lewis and Clark ate horse meat after they crossed the Rockies.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I try not to use ain't.
All right, but he isn't going to hurt him then.
He isn't going to hurt you or him. Yes, I really would.
Okay, and they. Same thing now.
Yeah. You mean a plural?
Yes.
They won't hurt you, or they.
I am. He is. They
are not going to hurt you. Ain't is verboten, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I have a lot of grammatical shortcomings in my speech, but that's the one I was taught that too. Now, would you, about going to do it anyway, someone said to you, be sure to, you and your friend, be sure to fix, a certain part of, let's say, fix a certain thing. You say, oh, you're going to do it anyway. We'll
do it anyway. Is that what you mean?
But no, would you say we were going to do it anyway, or we was going to do it anyway?
We were going to do it anyway. Yeah.
And you, the same thing, I just put you in instead of we.
You mean you were going to do it anyway? Yes.
And they.
They were going to do it anyway.
Do you ever use be? In anything, for instance, be you going, or how be you? That's, do you use that at all?
No.
And now, what about something a woman wears over her dress when she's doing the dishes? When she's doing cooking.
Well, do you mean something beyond an apron?
No, that's what I mean.
Apron, yeah.
But what about something that covers a little more of the dress than an apron? What would you call that?
I don't know, unless it be a house jacket.